Hey, Goat Team Partners, Robert with you here for this last full week of January 2023 and our last time together this month for our topic, Prophetic Insights for 2023. When I was with you last time, we talked about the word God had given me about how it's time to clear out the clutter and the clatter to make room for the new that's coming that we have no idea about, but it's going to fit us like a glove. It was a couple weeks later that the Lord spoke to me again about 2023, and what he told me was that 2023 is the year of focus and perspective. And when I sat with him and asked him what he meant by that, he said it's never been more important that we maintain a focus on kingdom truth so we can have a heavenly perspective amidst the worldly challenges that are coming. And boy, amen to that. Talk about an insight, talk about a strategy, talk about a battle plan, a tactic, a blueprint. Maintaining a focus on kingdom truth in the midst of everything that's going on. And I know we've talked about this a lot, but it's worth a quick review. Truth is truth. Eternal truth is eternal truth. The Word of God is our eternal truth. All of His promises are yes and amen. His Word never, ever, ever, ever fails. It accomplishes all that it's sent to do. It's very important that we understand the difference between truth and facts, and we maintain a perspective on eternal truth. Facts change. Facts change over time. For example, last year, it was a fact that my wife was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer and that there was a very large tumor in her body. That was a fact. But we knew the truth in amidst that fact was that she is healed by the stripes of Jesus and that the name of cancer is not above the name of Jesus Christ. We did not deny the facts. We certainly did not ignore the facts. We dealt with the facts. And one of the ways we dealt with the facts is by standing on eternal truth and maintaining focus on that eternal kingdom truth in the midst of dealing with those facts. It's one of the main ways we do deal with facts here on earth. And as we've talked about with the darkness on the earth and deep darkness on the people, hey, that's a fact. It's a fact that there are wicked, evil, unrighteous, dark policies being put forth by governments and administrations around the world, on the right, on the left. There's wickedness everywhere. It's a fact that we're being lied to by our media. That's a fact. But one of the ways we deal with that fact is those facts is by standing on eternal truth, and we maintain a focus on eternal truth, not a focus on the facts. We don't ignore the facts, we don't deny the facts, but we focus on eternal truth. Like, I don't have the scripture in front of me, but in Philippians, where the apostle Paul says, whatever is of good report, whatever is good and beautiful and pure and right and true, focus on that. Set your eyes and ears on that. That's why we're told to seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first that kingdom truth, that eternal truth. Focus on that. Focus on that first. Seek that first. Know that, and then you'll be able to stand and deal with the facts that are in the earth. It has never been more important that we maintain a focus on kingdom truths so we can have a heavenly perspective amidst the worldly challenges that are coming. Why? Because as Patricia has taught us all for years, whatever we focus on, we empower. For example, when we have spiritual warfare, we focus on the truth that we have the victory in Christ. We focus on the truth that the Son of God manifested for this purpose to destroy every work of the enemy. And when he hung on the cross and declared it is finished, he meant his mandate, his assignment, that every work of the enemy had been defeated. So anywhere the enemy comes to steal, kill, devour, and destroy, we must know he is defeated, that what he's attempting to steal from us is not our portion. Our portion is everywhere the enemy comes to steal, kill, devour, and destroy, our victorious Jesus comes to give us life and life in abundance. So we war not for a victory, we war from a victory. That's why you've heard me say so many times in the midst of my extended health battle, in the midst of Uri's health battle, the Lord made it very clear to me that I was not contending for a healing I hope to see one day for me or for her. I was contending for a full manifestation of what I know is mine in Christ Jesus. And there's a subtle but very important difference between those things. If I'm hoping to see that one day, it means I don't know that I have it. I don't know the kingdom truth that we have been healed by his stripes, or that everything pertaining to life and godliness is ours through our knowledge in Christ Jesus. And that knowledge is he's won all, done all, and given all. If we're not seeing those things in our life, it's very important that we don't let that be our truth, but we realize that's simply our experience of facts, and facts change, but truth doesn't. Our truth is the eternal word of God. Our truth is kingdom truth, the word of God, eternal truth. Truth does not change, facts change. So when we're contending for a greater manifestation of something, when we're contending for the promises of God, we must understand we're not contending for something we don't have that we hope to see one day. We're contending for a greater manifestation of what we know is ours in Christ Jesus, and that's truth. Here's a great example of maintaining a focus on kingdom truth in the midst of worldly challenges so that we have a heavenly perspective. Let's look at Psalm 23, verse 4, where King David wrote, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me," or "my God is with me." What is the valley of the shadow of death? It's this realm, it's this world where death has been defeated. Jesus has defeated all of hell, all of sin, and even death itself has been defeated. Death still casts a shadow here, but it's a shadow. Ultimately, death is defeated. We'll never taste of death. We'll simply step from this realm into our heavenly realm because we have said yes to Christ Jesus. But death still casts a shadow, and that shadow is sickness, disease, and it's a fact that some of us are beset by the symptoms of sickness and disease. But the truth, the kingdom truth is, yea, though I walk through those symptoms, I will not fear that any evil. I will not fear that this is my portion, because the Lord my God is with me. And as I focus on his truth in the midst of walking through those challenges, then his truth will actually begin to manifest in my life. Or look at Psalm 23:5, just one verse later in Psalm 23. I'm telling you, we're going to hear more preaching on Psalm 23. It's going to be a different angle on Psalm 23. We're going to see it as the victory psalm, the victory in the midst of warfare psalm. It's going to be how to shine light, or how to know we have light to shine in the midst of all the darkness. Psalm 23 is going to start getting paired with Psalm 60 and Psalm 61, because right here is the promise of, I just realized, Psalm 23 and the year 2023. Wow, God's really good at this, isn't he? Duh, you guys were probably way ahead of me on this, but no wonder he highlighted two scriptures out of Psalm 23 in this prophetic word of 2023 is the year of focus and perspective. Wow, you got to give me a minute. I'm having one of my dumb moments of my mind being blown by the amazingness of God, because when he gave me Psalm 23, verse 4 and 5, as these illustrations of here's examples of how to maintain a focus on kingdom truth so we can have a heavenly perspective in the midst of worldly challenges, it did not, boy, is he patient with me. It didn't land for me that Psalm 23 for the year 2023. God, you're amazing. You're so good. Guys, you're getting this as I am getting another layer of revelation. And I think all of heaven is chuckling going, we knew you'd get it eventually. It only took you a couple of weeks. Thanks for sharing what we're saying. And we knew you'd catch up to us. So, oh my gosh, God is good. All right, here's Psalm 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. This is incredible. This is what God is talking about. Right in the midst of the enemy, he sets a feasting table for us where we can sit down in the midst of the enemy's attack. Why can we sit down? Because Jesus has already given us the victory. And the key is to sit and sup with him. Feast on him, look at him, stare at him, commune with him. Let him remind you who he is, what he's done, what he's won, what he's given. Let him remind you through the gift of the Holy Spirit that is the spirit of counsel and the spirit of might. And the more we allow him to counsel us in maintaining a focus of kingdom truth, the more we're going to see the might of God, as we have that heavenly perspective, because we've focused on kingdom truth, we'll have the heavenly perspective in the midst of the worldly challenges, and we'll not only have the counsel of God, but we'll see the might of God, because we'll know what's ours, and we won't budge until we see the full manifestation of it. One more quick example of this, and hey, by the way, if you want more of this, and you want to go deeper into this word, and then even what I shared with you guys 2 weeks ago, be sure to go to my YouTube channel and watch the episode of Heroes Arise. You can click on the, you go to my Robert Hodgkin YouTube channel, and then I hope you know this, there's playlists. So like, you can search through all the videos, and the more recent Heroes Arise will be near the top, as it were. But you can also click on the playlist, and one of the playlists I've made for you guys on my channel is the Heroes Arise playlist. There's a Ask Robert playlist, there's a Word Up playlist, there's a God's Top 5 playlist. So I've organized, there's prophetic playlists, there's mentoring playlists. I've organized, because there's hundreds and hundreds of free videos for you at this point, and hundreds of hours of free videos for you at this point. So I've gone in and I've arranged playlists. So you click on, you can go to Robert Hodgkin YouTube channel, click on the Heroes Arise playlist, and then in the series of prophetic words for 2023, actually it kicked that series off, you'll see one called Three Prophetic Words for 2023. And those are these words that God gave me, the two I shared with you 2 weeks ago, and then this one about how 2023 is the year of focus and perspective. And I go even deeper into it with more revelation, more sharings, although you guys did get the Psalm 23 for 2023 revelation right here as we were recording this. That's so good. But all right, here's another example God gave me about why it's so important to maintain a kingdom focus on truth, so that we have heaven's perspective in the midst of the worldly challenges. And it was out of 2 Kings 6, verse 15 and 17. And you guys know the story well, so I'll paraphrase it. But go and read this in your Bible. Study it out in your Bible. Ask Holy Spirit to bring revelation to you from it. But it's the story of Elisha and his servant. And when they get up one morning, the servant of Elisha goes out and sees that the enemy has surrounded them, and there's all sorts of horses and chariots and warriors. And he says, and when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" So basically, the servant sees all the enemy out there and freaks out. He sees the shakings of the world. He sees the tests, trials, and challenges. He sees the headlines. He's getting the news feeds across his app, the news app feeds across the screen of his phone, as it were. And he starts to freak out because he sees the enemy amassing. He sees what the enemy is up to. But Elisha has a very different response. He says, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So let's see, Elisha and his servant are two different perspectives. Elisha is maintaining a focus on the kingdom truth of there is more with them than against them. And so he's having the perspective of heaven in the midst of the worldly challenges. He's very aware of the facts that they're surrounded by the enemy army, but he has a heavenly perspective because he's focused on kingdom truth, that there's at least twice as many in the angel army of God as there are in the fallen angel army of the devil. And that's just simple math, right? Satan convinced one-third of the angels to rebel against him, and he's not the creator, God's the creator. So even if God had never created another angel from that moment on, and he more than likely has created lots more of them, just like there's lots more people in the earth and have passed through this earthly realm since then, God has probably created lots and lots more angels. But even if he hadn't, he still outnumbers the enemy 2-1, 1/3 to 2/3, right? And Elisha's maintaining that heavenly perspective that even if it looks like the enemy's up to something, God's always up to something more, always up to something greater. The enemy is defeated, and no matter how he tries to amass and advance, he's defeated, and heaven has him outnumbered. And so Elisha maintains that heavenly perspective because he's focused on kingdom truth, and he's able to say, "Yeah, I see the challenges, but you know what I see more? I see God. I see God up to something. I see that there are more with us than against us, and you need to see that too. And you know what? That's the prayer I have for you all as we wrap up January of 2023 and for the rest of this year. I pray over each of you that you will, by the grace of God, maintain a focus on kingdom truth in all things so you can have a heavenly perspective in all things amidst all the challenges that we may well find ourselves in the midst of. More challenges are coming in 2023. We don't need to be afraid of that, but it's smart for us to be aware of it, because if we're aware of it, we can look at those facts, and when we see the facts, we can use that as a reason to focus on kingdom truth, maintain a heavenly perspective, and know that we're going to see victory. I declare that over you in Jesus' name. Amen.